Blog Talk Radio. This is Michelle Gray. I'm an intuitive and a psychic medium. I have been doing this for about 13 years. I really look forward to speaking with everybody tonight. I try to give really accurate descriptive information when I'm doing my readings, and I really don't sugarcoat too much. It's really important for me to be able to answer people's questions. And tonight, I will be answering questions tonight for like one question for each person. I'm hoping that I'm able to kind of get to the heart of what's kind of going on with you, but I'm also making sure to let you know to please reach out to me. My phone number is 630-854-3175. You can call me for readings. If you mention that you heard me on Blog Talk Radio, I give you kind of an extra 10 minutes when you sign up for a reading. My name is Michelle, theintuitivereader.com. That's my website. Again, my phone number is 630-854-3175, and I look forward to speaking with you tonight. So I know that we have some callers coming in, and I'm looking forward to answering any questions you have. So let's go with our first reading person. Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Great. Your name?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you today?
Doing great.
Great. What's your question today?
Whatever's coming up positive, job-wise. I know I had an interview the other day. I'm not sure if it's going to go the right way for me with moving, so...
Okay, so this is regarding your job, a job interview that you had gone on. So here we go. It feels okay to me, but I hope that you're going to keep your irons in the fire. How about that? I'd like to say that I like the idea of the place, but I also want you to have some more opportunity there. I have to say it feels okay to me. I feel like you can get into the job itself, but if there are other opportunities coming your way, you might get a better shot at something else, just being honest with you. I also feel like there might be something positive that be a little bit more, how can I put it? Be a little bit more decisive on the type of job that you're looking for. So, for example, I'm sure you're going to say yes to whatever they're wanting to give you, but kind of speak up to say that you'd be great at managing or you'd be really good at organizing or something like that so that they would kind of put you in the role that's best for you. And make sure that you negotiate the type of money that you feel like you should be making. Like, if they want to give you just a amount of money, let's say they want to give you $12 an hour and you say, you know, you really feel that you could, you know, you're worth more than that. All right. So take the shots and make sure that you're kind of a little bit more confident when you're speaking. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It's really important that you also see that, you know, you know, you're not just to be passed over, okay? So I feel like, you know, when you're speaking to them, be very decisive. I think the decisiveness is really important here because it's nice to get the job, but you also don't want everything kind of dumped on you as well, okay? And I'm going to pick for cards for people just to kind of give it as a thing. And I got be proud. It's time to celebrate that all you've achieved, all that you are, and all that you'll become. Every once in a while, it's important to stop and acknowledge what you've achieved and to be proud. So stand up for yourself. How about that?
Okay, cool.
I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Thank you. And I hope that you reach out to me again for any other questions, okay?
All right, I will.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Okay, so back to me again. I'm just going to mention a couple of things to everybody tonight. When I'm trying to pick up some information for people, I want them to also feel like question answered, that you guys can always come back and get a reading with me. So it's great to have like one question answered, but sometimes people have more than one question, and I don't have enough time, obviously, through the whole course of the time to answer a whole bunch of questions. But if you want a longer reading, please reach out to me, because I would really like to be able to answer thoroughly, or more importantly, that you guys kind of get the information that you need. Doing readings is awesome, and I love doing it. It's really important for people to kind of get answers, and I want people to come back and say, you know, that was really spot on, or I kind of validated something that's kind of going on in their life. A lot of people want to know about relationships right now, of course, because we're right around Valentine's Day. So I kind of look at it as, you know, love comes in different forms all the time, obviously, and it would be great to kind of understand how relationships work between people. You know, tonight, you know, talking to people is wonderful. They want to be able to kind of get an answered question on things, but how do people communicate with each other and what their idea of relationship is really important, especially right now. I think that communication is key to an intimate relationship that's successful. So I always feel like when people want to look for signs of a successful relationship is how much they communicate with each other. So I love to be able to kind of give that type of information when I'm answering questions. So let's see if we have another reading. Next caller.
Hi.
Hi. Your name?
My name's Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading about a very special dog that passed, was rescued by the Humane Society. I'm sorry. That's in my chest right now. I've had a really, really, really tough time with my mechanic blowing my engine. And after 2 months of repair somewhere else and documents together and sending it to him, I approached him and was really stunned at how negative he was towards me. I need to recoup $4,500. This negligence cost me that. And I don't know if taking him to small claims court will do anything. I'm sorry, I'm very confused at this point, because I keep getting surprised by, you know, what may happen. Everything's always changing. One day I'm optimistic, another day I'm stunned at how he's almost blaming me.
Okay, so my first question I feel like is, I don't feel that you're going to get the answer that you are looking for. And I think you have to realize that, first of all, taking this small claims court is, as long as you have all your paperwork together, you know, you're kind of getting the runaround from him. I feel like this is not the first time he's had some bad vibes, okay, with other people. So the defensiveness, I feel like, is part of his act, okay? But I do feel that you you need to kind of step up to this, all right? I think that it's important that you get the straight answer, but the only way you're going to do it is you cannot back down, all right? Don't try to negotiate anymore. It doesn't feel like you're going to get anywhere, and taking the small claims court is the right thing to do, okay?
Okay, so that's going to be on Zoom, which I feel like is kind of a strike against me, and I'm really afraid he's just going to play dirty, and
yes.
So many bad experiences being in the man's world, you know,
well, that has nothing to do with, that has nothing to do with it, okay? So let's stop that right there, okay? Because this is more about you. First of all, you can't fall back on that. That's going to be a victim thing here, all right? You need to go and just face this head on, all right?
Yeah.
It's really important, all right? So I'm going to pull a card for you, all right? I get this. Find your center. Your outside world is a reflection and manifestation of what's going inside you at this time, so chaotic. When the outside world becomes so hectic and stressful that your anxiety starts to overwhelm you, then this is an ideal moment to stop and ask, when was the last time I checked in with myself? So don't back down, all right? It's important that you do not back down for this, all right?
Okay.
You have the right answers, but you have to go and face this head on. If you want more answers, please get back in contact with me, because I'd like to be able to answer more for you. All right?
I wasn't clear. Did you see me getting money?
I feel like you're going to have to get more information. Okay?
All right.
Thank you very much. Good luck. All right, so thank you very much for calling in. I hope that I'm able to answer your question. And again, with Pat, I would like her to be able to get back in contact with me. I could give her more thorough information. Next person. Hello? Are you there? Okay, I can't hear you. Hi. Okay, so I can't tell if there's somebody there. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure if we're going on to the next person right now. So in the meantime, I'll just kind of talk about myself again. My name is Michelle Gray, and I've been doing this for 13 years. I'm MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. You can find me online. You can call me at 630-854-3175. To set up an appointment. Also, if you mention that you are on New Age Spirit Radio, I give you guys an extra 10 minutes. I always go over anyway, but if you have like long questions, I really do want to be able to answer them thoroughly. I do try to give as descriptive information that I can when I'm doing my readings. So I hope that I can answer them for you today. All right? Otherwise, get back in contact with me. Thank you. All right, next reader. Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, well, in the meantime, while I'm waiting for the next person to come in, I'm just going to mention a couple of things. Right now, bringing around Valentine's Day, a lot of people are looking for relationship questions to be answered, also to kind of figure out how relationships work between a husband and a wife. I get a lot of questions on that. It's an amazing process that, you know, when people first start out in relationship, what their expectations are going to be, and somehow they change over a course and period of time. So I always like to be able to answer questions about relationships. I get a lot of them. And it's amazing how people look at the relationship or how it changes over a course of a period of time. And a lot of it has to do with what their communication is and what their expectation of communication is. And I feel like that's kind of an important difference in relationships these days. I think that people are very sensitive right now, I think. And I think it's also what your expectations of that relationship are going to be. So looking at that does make a difference. And I think that when people talk to each other, you start to see either how well a couple works together or how disconnected a couple are by their mannerism when they're together, okay, when you're in their presence. It is always an amazing process when talking to people is, you know, he was always so wonderful, but now he's so different. But was he really different, or were you just not paying attention to what was going on when you first met him because you were in love, quote unquote? And it does change over a period of time. I was discussing this on another Zoom, whatever, radio program that I was on, and we were talking about how people have even changed what their expectations of a relationship are these days because of what happened in our parents' times, let's just say, and to how different relationships are now. So I think that has a lot to do with how people expect things to be different. And it's not always fun to go through a relationship change, but it is helpful to be in one that's very successful. Okay, I think we're on with our next reader. Hello, how are you? Hello? Hello? I hear somebody. Okay, so I'm just waiting for my next caller.
It's been quite a day.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Michelle. How are you? Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Now I can hear you. Hello?
Hi, yes. This is Michelle. How are you?
Hi, this is Katie.
How are you doing? How can I help you today?
Well, I forgot Valentine's Day was coming up, but I'm glad you reminded me.
It's only a few days away.
I've been so busy. But well, that's a good topic. I wanted to find out, I wanted to see when I might start dating or, you know, any information around me, you know, starting
the relationship.
Things like that.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read you really quick and just tell you what I'm picking up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you love the idea of it, but I'm just not feeling right now that you're going to be suddenly romanced yet, okay? I feel like there needs to be a little bit of work done here. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of feeling like Prince Charming's just not going to show up at your door, though you'd like that to happen. I also get that it would be really wonderful, and I'm getting that let's kind of talk about, like, the process. How about that, all right? I know it sounds weird. But mm-hmm. I kind of feel like you're ready to, okay, let me put it this way. I feel like you'd love to be able to just walk into a relationship. But it kind of feels like there needs to be some parameters set for you, Katie. And I think that you want kind of and hear me out, and I mean this in the most respectful way, kind of an old-fashioned type of guy, you know, holds the door open for you. It, you know, takes you to dinner. It's going to treat you well, has a good sense of humor, and so on and so forth. And to find that person in this day and age just feels so disconnected. Okay. It feels so outside the realm. So it's kind of like you're on the edge of the diving board and you know that water is going to be cold and you kind of got to do it, but you're a little afraid to go. And it's kind of like, should I go? Should I not go? I get that. Okay. I feel like it would be wonderful for you to feel confident, let's just say, in that realm of just being able to, like, I'm just going to go out and do it. But I feel like it needs to be organic for you. I'm sorry. I'm just not getting you're an online type of person. That just feels like opposite of who you are. Okay, you need to be able to meet that person and see that person and know who that person is. But I'm getting a little shyness on you, less confident in that. I hope that makes sense, all right? I'm not making fun of you at all, you know that. But I kind of feel like being more in like a group setting, okay, would be a lot easier to be out there. All right. It would be a lot easier to be open to a relationship where you're kind of, in a way, you know, having somebody hold your hand and going with you. Okay. And this doesn't have to be like a swingers club, but even just something that feels kind of like you feel part of a group and now you can meet somebody that feels a lot more gentle. It feels more like it can be a friendship burgeoning into a relationship that kind of feels like, let's go have coffee and let's go and talk and let's go for a walk in the park and things like that. That feels such more of how you are, a safer space. Do you know what I'm saying? That I kind of get that it would be wonderful for you to feel confident in that world of I'm dating, but it's a friendship. It doesn't feel like it's going too fast. It feels like it needs to be slow and a little bit more like I'm being asked out. Somebody's asking me out on a date rather than I have to kind of put myself out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting that it would be also nice to have a kind of a stand-up type of guy, all right? A stand-up person that is going to prove that they are genuine and real and no phony business. Like, you know, it's almost hard enough to have to put yourself out there at whatever age, okay? But, you know, getting older, we want to have an idea of what that person is. And, you know, we're not looking for a fast sex life and, you know, doing those types of things that just would make us feel uncomfortable. And I'm just not getting that this is where you are looking at it. You would like to have something that feels more secure. I admire that. I'm 100% in agreement with that. And I feel like being more in a group setting, and again, I'm not throwing anything out this way that sounds weird, but I kind of feel like, you know, something around like a church group or something around like a group that's feeling a lot more, I don't know, it just feels more of a community feeling to me, okay? And a community feeling, like I said, it could be a meetup group of some type, or it could be, let's say, a church group that, you know people, but there's other people that, you know, can introduce you to somebody, or they're introducing somebody to you, feels a lot more about you being seen for your values, who you are, the type of person you are. And you're admired for it, you're respected for it, and at the same time, you know, they're coming your way. So I want to say to you, springtime feels a lot better to me than right now. Okay. Yes, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But I feel like springtime, Easter feels better to me, or April, somewhere in the April time frame feels like I'm going to be around somebody that actually feels good, jolly, but truly a nice man, a nice person, a nice personality, somebody that makes me feel like he sees you and he admires you and respects your boundaries. So I kind of get that's going to be a lot more of what you're going to be getting rather than rushing into something that, you know, the antithesis of who you are is you're never doing the online. It's not happening. I can't see you doing it. It's almost like, you know, horror stricken for me to even see you doing that. But I feel like in person, you're going to be around this person. He's jolly. He's kind of got a funny sense of humor. And at the same time, I feel like he's a genuine person. All right. I do feel he's divorced or he was in a relationship that either is no longer and that he is looking to be in a relationship, but he's also not ready to rush in and, you know, steal the day here. Okay. It feels to me he's more like I want to be with somebody that makes me feel good. And so I kind of feel like this is somebody that you can kind of bow and pray with. I feel like it's dinners. I feel like it's picnics. It feels to me he's just more your speed, okay? I just have to say it to you like that. I also get that this is more of the type of person that you've been waiting for. And again, I said to you, I don't feel that somebody's going to come knocking on your door. You do have to put yourself out there, but I will say this to you. You speaking your truth is also going to bring you the truth. Does that make sense? Like, I kind of feel like the more you're honest with your assessment of what a relationship feels to you is, I'm not putting up with this type of garbage. I'm not doing that, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. But you're welcoming to somebody who's willing and open to you being open. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of feel like you're going to get somebody because you're honest with your feelings and your vulnerability of your heart. Like opening up your heart chakra is going to bring you that person that much quicker. Okay? Now, I'm not changing my timeline. I still feel like springtime feels better to me. And I think that it'll fall into place the right way for you. I also get, don't think that you are without resource. How about that? Yet I feel like some of your resources need to be kind of opened a little bit more, like open the door a little bit more to, like I said, like a meetup group or a church group or a community group that feels like, you know, sometimes maybe you stepped away from it, but now it's time to step back into it. And saying yes is good, but I also feel like saying yes with some boundaries about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's important that your boundaries stay real and true. I will also say that, you know, and I mean this not just because we're doing a reading together, but I feel like it's important to say that your values are important. Don't put those values down for anybody because, you know, God didn't put you on this earth to be, you know, messed with, if you know what I'm saying. And I feel like it's only important that you bring that back into what your world is about. As I said, I just said this before, relationships are really important. And we see things in a different perspective when we're quote-unquote in love. But as we get older, our in love starts to change. And yet we can still have the wool pulled over our eyes. And I feel like at this point, you don't want that. You have zero interest in that. And you want somebody who's going to be genuine and not disingenuous, okay? And I get that it will start to show the foundation of what you built for yourself to open your heart vulnerability-wise, but also to know that the more you're honest in your assessment is you're going to get an honest assessment back, that same type of relationship, because you'll mirror that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much. This was really, really insightful. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, before you get off, I'm gonna pull a card for you. So I've been pulling a card for everybody because I feel like a card is, you know, kind of nice to have. All right. Oh, this, I'm not lying to you. I wish you could see it, but I'm not kidding. I pulled this card. Vulnerability. I am not lying to you. I literally just pulled this. This is confirmation that you're seeking to tread into the unknown, unfamiliar territory where decisions are based more on intuition than rationality. Don't let fear hold you back or allow a misguided sense that feeling vulnerable is somehow a negative condition. Isn't that funny? I was just talking about this. Isn't that funny? So
yes,
I kind of feel like it's super important for you to know that you're going in the right direction, okay? Don't let down your guard, so to speak, or your boundaries for some shilly-shally feeling, okay? The genuine person, I feel like your values and his values will, and I got goosebumps on my legs, I know I'm right, his values and your values will come together, but it's like a burgeoning friendship thing, you know what I mean? You have to be friends to move into that relationship feeling that tells me he'll be there for you, he's a good guy, and you can be suspicious, totally fine, right? But I kind of feel like I think he'll show over a course of the time that, like, if you got stuck in a leaky raft, he would come out there and he'd save you, okay? And not that he has to be your savior, so to speak, yet I think that this is the person that you've been putting out there to really meet. And you're just like, well, it's been taking forever for that to happen, yet I feel like good things come to those who put out to God that they want the right type of relationship. Feel like this is what you're going to be getting very soon. It will be a good relationship. It doesn't mean it won't have some pitfalls, but this is where you need to step up for you to say, I'm not putting up with garbage. And I feel like that kind of keeps everybody on track. I hope that makes sense.
It makes so much sense. Everything you said really makes a lot of sense. That's exactly where I am. And I plan on, you know, in spring, I definitely plan on joining different groups and doing different things and creating a social life and a life for myself.
Good for you. Yes, it's really important. And, you know, look at meetup groups that are in your zip code or your area, because there are so many thousands of different types of groups on there. And there can be single groups that are just for, you know, certain age groups and above. It doesn't mean that you, it's a dating thing. It just might be making friendships, and friendships are just as important as the dating thing. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we need to let things fall off to kind of open ourselves up to new things. And I know it sounds weird, but as we get older, it's almost like we kind of lose sight of, we still need friendships. You know what I mean? And I think that that also makes it feel like you have to kind of start over sometimes as a new scratch, you know what I mean? And letting yourself open that door will be, wow, what a difference it will be for you, okay? And I think you'll be really, really happy.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to join for like four good groups, okay? I feel like you could join a couple, and then I feel like some are just going to kind of fall off, and you'll be like, eh, not so much. How about that?
Yeah, you know what? It's about four things I want to get involved in the new town I'm in. And, so I will be joining, like, a fitness group, spiritual center, one maybe a money group, you know, learning about money and businesses and the food group. So it's some groups I definitely want to be a part of and things like that. So that's definitely what I am planning on doing. So
okay,
you were definitely right about that.
Are you also part of a church?
I used to live here many, many years ago, and the church is still going on. It's like a spiritual center. It's like, you know, non-denominational kind of place.
That's what I mean.
And still going on. I'm going to start going back. I'm not sure if they're open because of, things is going on in the country, but it was online, but I'm sure they will probably be opening back up soon.
Okay, I just have to mention to you, that one is important. I feel like that feels, I got to tell you, I get a really good feeling on the non-denominational group, and I do feel like in March, they're either going to be more open or they are opening. go back to that. I kind of feel like you might find a little bit of a connection there, more than one, actually. But I think that that's important for you to feel that connector again. How about that?
It is. When I used to go there, I remember my vibration just used to feel so high just being there. It was just, it's just one of the places where you just speak about your manifestations and they really, you know, kind of inspire you and motivate you that your dreams could come true.
Okay, that, yes, exactly. And it's true. I think it's important for you to have, like, you can manifest your reality, right? But I think that you have to also look at your reality has a core of balance to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you still have to have your feet on the ground. You know what I mean? Yet at the same time, reach for the stars. This is where I'm getting, I got goosebumps on that.
Right.
So I get that it's going to be really important for you to open your door again. So, and by opening the door, like I said, those four groups are important, but I do feel that church thing, get back into that. It's really important that you still keep that connector. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so, so much. Thank you so much.
And please stay in contact with me because I'd love to hear your progress, or you got to get back in contact and say, guess what? I'm getting married tomorrow.
Sure. Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right. Please get back in contact with me again. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that was a little bit longer reading, but she was wonderful to talk to. And I want to be able to answer more questions, so I hope I have a couple more people on right now. Again, my name is Michelle Gray. I'm MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. You can find me online. My phone number is 630-854-3175. I've been doing this for a while. 13 years. I do the readings. I do mediumship readings, life coach work, and love to be able to answer some questions tonight. So I think we have another reader. So I'm ready for whoever's on. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No worries. What's your first name?
My first name is Tonetta.
Tonetta, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And what is your question tonight?
Okay, I'm having major problems with another female. Her name is Desiree. And this is
So Desiree is the person you're having some situations with. Don't give me too much information because I will mess it all up for me.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I'll just read Desiree and tell you what I'm getting. Okay?
Sure.
Here we go. Okay, so this has been going on for a while. And I think the more you walk into the trap, the more it just becomes a bigger mess. Okay. Whatever the relationship had been has turned into almost a tit for tat feeling to me. And as you say, you have some major issues here. I kind of feel like it's a power struggle or trying to become a power struggle of some type that doesn't, first of all, feel good to me. And I don't feel you necessarily get, you aren't seen for who you are. How about that? I feel like you are almost passed over, or there's almost this feeling that whatever you say goes in one ear and out the other. Very narcissistic feeling to me, okay? Yet I feel like there is almost, is there a legal issue here going on as well?
There could be soon because she put on Facebook, she didn't put my name, but she said, you're dead to me.
Okay.
And then the day before that, she posted a Motley Crue song, and it's a song about, you know, the one person kills the other person and this and that. But see, I can't really do anything about it because it's not, you know, it doesn't have my name on it and stuff like that. But these are indirective things that she's doing.
Okay,
and
but wait, okay. But before you say anything, just hear me out, okay? She's nuts, first of all. And this is all just a power play right now, okay? So you're buying into the hype. I'm just asking you to look at it from the perspective that I'm looking at it as. Attention seeker. She's an attention seeker.
Right.
And because she's an attention seeker, you're giving her attention. Stop it. She doesn't.
Well, she's doing it on Facebook, so she has like 30 people all jumping. Now she blocked me, but I have mutual friends that are telling me and screenshotting what she's, you know, posting.
I get it. I understand that, but again, you're buying into more of the hype, okay? And because now we're just formulating into more of a drama situation. I mean, how old is four? I mean, this is a 15-year-old acting like she's a 15-year-old, giving it.
Yeah, and we're both 46 years old.
I understand that, and so please don't get mad at me when I say this. Start acting like you're 46 years old and stop listening to this, okay? You have to kind of shut this down. Otherwise, you're just buying into all the hype, and really, this is somebody who, when she doesn't get her way, she's going to, you know, you're dead to her. You know, you're dead to her. Whatever. Seriously? I mean, she's a very small fish in a shot glass, okay? But because she's getting the attention that she thinks that she's going to get, doesn't it really speak more volumes about her than you? Okay?
Right.
So stop buying into it. As a matter of fact, the next time your friends have to show you things, just say, up, I'm not talking about this anymore. Up, I don't care. Up, I don't care.
Right.
Up, I don't care. Because the more you say, I don't care, okay, and the more that you start to just walk away from the situation and really, you know, cut it off at the stream. It's toxic, okay? She's toxic, highly manipulative. She needs the attention. She cuts, she burns bridges all the time. This is not the first time she's done this. And because it's now kind of affecting, let's say, your social life, these are not people that are going to be socially good for you. So maybe you just have to kind of step back from it. And the friends who are showing you this information to let you know that this is still going on, you know, it is nice that they're trying to inform you. But at the same time, I think you need to just kind of go, you know what, this does not serve my higher purpose, okay? This has just become a vicious cycle of a 15-year-old attacking you that you really have to just kind of say, this is not worth the conversation anymore. Let's talk about something else, okay? Because if you don't, you're just actually giving her more power, don't you think?
Well, my concern was she pulled away from me, and she had told me that in the beginning of the year in January that this Randy guy had resurfaced and reached out and contacted her, and something was going on with them back in 2018. So I don't know if she's entertaining Randy now, and this is why she's doing this to me.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say that I just feel like it's not worth the conversation, and that relationship wasn't a good relationship, so it's still a toxic relationship. Her relationships are very toxic, okay? And you are now you're just kind of a curbside that she's hit, and she's moving on to something else, okay? And it, bringing Brandy back in may seem like it gives her power, but actually I just feel like it actually diminishes her flame a little bit. Yours has been diminished because of this, but I think you're giving it way too much information. You're giving it way too much communication, and I think you need to just kind of walk away from this. You need a break, okay? I really mean that, all right? So I think you just need to let this go, all right? Honestly. Because if you don't, it's consuming your life, and it's not worth the consumption.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get the truth from her, and she said, "No, I blocked Randy and this and that." She won't give me the truth.
Again, you need to stop. She's not going to talk to you about this anymore because it's not worth it. Okay, there's this conversation is over with her because she doesn't want to talk to you. Her idea of the truth and your idea of the truth, you're never going to get that. So you might as well just stop it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to pull a card for you. If you want more information, you're always welcome to call me because I can try to give you more, but I'm going to have to answer another caller. But I just want to give you a card here, okay, because I think it's important that you have this. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got this one, all right? Here, it says, this is your card. Take a moment. Stop. Now is not the time to rush into the decision you're about to make. Before this important decision is made, take a moment to pause and quiet your mind so that you can ask your soul for guidance before you act or move forward. And honestly, I feel like you just need to just cut this person off. She's not your friend, period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Please call me if you need have you know more discussion on it. I mean, I'd love to do a full reading for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope I answered your question today.
Yes, thanks.
Have a good evening. Okay. I hope that I answered her question correctly. And again, I'm still trying to pull cards for people tonight. So I also want to let people know that I do life coaching as well as my mediumship readings and my psychic readings. I have been doing this for a long time, but I really like to be able to answer like thoroughly a question. So as I was just talking to my last caller, that she has a little bit more information that she'd like to go over, and I'd like to be able to give her a little bit more longer period of time. All right. Next caller. Hello, this is Michelle. I just heard it clicking.
Hello?
Hi, this is Michelle. How are you? I couldn't hear you there for a few minutes.
Oh, I was saying hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello. Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you today?
Just wondered what you saw for me during this month, please. I work in an industry, but I'm a licensed contractor, and I'm hoping to pull in some money from one of my contracts, and I wonder if you saw that happening, please.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so I kind of feel like it's been a little bit of a trickle, but I feel like it's like the faucet is starting to go on a little bit, you know, more powerful, all right? I do feel that you're going to be getting work. All right. Do you have to do like a bid or something? Did you have to do bidding on this?
No, actually, people are having to bid on what I'm.
On your stuff? Okay. I don't know. I get bidding.
Yeah.
That's why I had to ask that. But I get that you're going to be getting more work. Like, this is the 10th. I kind of feel like it's going to be right around like the 22nd. There might be some phone calls before that time, but I kind of feel like it's a go. Like I'm getting the word it's a go or it's on or something like that. So I kind of feel like you're going to be starting to see like that faucet, like I said, turning on. You're like, all right, now, you know, things are happening. So I feel like the end of the month or whatever, the third week of this month feels better to me rather than right away. But I kind of feel like there's calls. Yes, we're doing this. Okay, we got to get back to you. Yes, we're going to do it. But We have a couple more things. Like, I feel like there's going to be some negotiation. Can I say that? Negotiation before it's an actual, you know, stamped in place. All right. Then I kind of feel like now you've got something going on. All right. And then I feel like, don't bite off more than you can chew. I have to say that to you. I also get that because you're going to do a little bit more, you're going to get a little bit more, all right? So something tells me there's a little bit more. Okay, it feels like it's a small little pile, but it becomes a bigger pile. So it's like things are added to it. I hope that makes sense. Like you're going to, you know, like it was supposed to be one thing that you were working on, but then I get it's going to be more than that. And because it's more than that, I feel like this is going to be, like I said, that water, you know, turning on, like the faucet's turning on, and it was a trickle at first, but now it's like a bigger flow. So there feels like there's a little bit more money to it. I hope that makes sense. And because of that, I get, you know, there's going to be like writing, like contractual writing or something about a contract or, you know, signing on a dotted line, okay? And I feel like there's, I don't know what you want to call it, but let's just, I want to say addendums or, I want to say addendum. I don't know what other words to use, but I feel like there's two of them. And because of that, I feel like you started out with this one thing and now they asked you to do this and that. So it's like two more things. So something that starts now, or I should say in this month, I feel like now it's going longer. So this is a longer thing that they added to it. So it's like the paycheck becomes bigger or the amount of money becomes bigger. And then I feel like from that, then it bridges into either somebody that they know that they refer you to, or there's going to be some type of referral. So I kind of feel like you're starting to get into busy season, okay? And I feel like that the busier you get, I almost say that you're like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. I just have to take care of this. So I kind of get that you're going to take care of this, and then you refer to something else, but it's almost like you're getting a pat on the back. Take the pat on the back. It's worth it, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay, awesome. Does addendum mean something to you? Because I hope that's the right word. Because I'm not sure if that's the right wording, but that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. All right. And I feel like when you step up, it's not that you're not stepping up. That's weird. It's not that you're stepping up. I feel like at first you were just going to be given one little box, right? But then they're like, no, we need you to do this as well, or we need to add on. You're like, oh, I can do that too. So I almost feel like they're not going to go to anybody else now because you're working on it. You've been working on it. So that's why I feel like those addendums get added. So you've signed a contract, but those addendums are going to be part of the contract. Does that make sense? Like it's going to be more. Okay. And when I say more money, it's more money. All right. It's really good for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's your card. All right. I get stay connected. We are all born connected to spirit, often known as the divine source. Yet many of us have a tendency to pull away from that connection as we journey through life in the physical world. Now is an important time to reconnect to the source. So I kind of feel like it's important that, you know, you have a connection to certain things, but I kind of feel like believe in it. Can I say that? I know you have great powers of what you do for your work, but don't fall back on, like, lack of confidence because you're good at what you do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
All right, awesome. Okay, well, I hope that I answered your question. And if you have any more questions, please make sure you get back in contact with me. Love to be able to answer more for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, great. Awesome. All right. I'm not sure if I have any more callers. We have just a few more minutes left. I'm hoping that I'm answering your questions. Again, my name is Michelle Gray. I'm MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. I am online. I've been doing this for like 13 years.
you can always get in contact with me through my website. And also, I know I have another reader, but if you, my phone number is 630-854-3175 if you want to get in contact with me. And I do believe I have another reader, so I'm ready. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes. My name is Michelle. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michelle.
What's your name?
My name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How can I help you today?
So I'm calling in today because I recently accepted a new position.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a month in, but I don't necessarily feel like it's the right fit for me. So I was wondering if you had any insight on that.
Okay. Can I just... Okay, what I feel like is you have very, you have kind of specific things that you are looking to do. I feel like you would like to have a little bit more involvement, and I don't feel like you're getting the connection that you thought that you were going to get here.
Yeah.
I hate to see you hop, job hop, yet I feel like at the same time it's important that you kind of still keep your door open. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be good for you to kind of still put yourself out there online. You don't have to quit the job because I feel like it would be
mm-hmm.
better for you to have something that's better for you. And I do feel like you're going to start a new job in March. I have to be honest with you. I feel like you're not going to stay with us because I don't feel like it's the pace that you were looking for, nor do I feel like you're getting what you thought you were going to get out of this job. So
mm-hmm.
I want to say that you're probably going to start a new job in March, and I feel like you should start looking now, and I feel like you will get the thing that you need to. Okay?
Okay. All right.
That's
great. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Michelle.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. All right.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for letting me be online tonight. Again, my name is Michelle, and I hope that I am able to connect with more people. I didn't have a lot of on the MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. I am online. My phone number is 630-854-3175. If you mentioned that you heard me on Spirit Talk Radio, I give you an extra 10 minutes all the time for a reading if you sign up for one. So please make sure to get in contact with me. I hope that I am able to answer your questions. I really do try to give as accurate descriptive information that I can. When I do my mediumship readings, I do try to make a connection with spirit. So I try to give as much evidential information that I'm getting from loved ones on the other side. I also do life coaching. I've also been in the fitness industry for 36 years. So I kind of have a plethora of different talents, I guess, that I have. I do love being on this show because people are so nice, and I've met some really wonderful people on here, and I hope that I get to connect with people again. I'm looking forward to reaching out to certain people the next time around that I'm on. I'd love to be able to talk to more people the next time, and thank you so much for being part of my audience tonight. This is always very interesting for me to do this because kind of being my own host, I'm learning the ropes here to do this. But I love this, the people at New Age Spirit Radio. Angel's awesome and Pam's great. They're really wonderful to work with. So thank you so much for letting me be on. I'm looking forward to hopefully reaching out to people. And I'm going to pull a card for Pam tonight because she's so awesome. So here's your card. You ready? Okay. Inspire passion. Life devoid of passion can be a boring, uninspired, blank canvas that slowly drains the soul. Now is the time to reignite your passions and rejoin life. This is an opportunity to set new goals, which will in turn reconnect you with all that is sacred. Have a great day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.